Hello and welcome back to the Messy Wall Podcast. I am your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey.
And we're here for our 200th episode.
200 today. Maybe John will throw in some. John, throw that in. He's going to throw some sound effects in. Do it again, Steph. Some cheers, some applauses, some confetti going off, or something like that. Nothing's happening in this room. It's all in our minds. But it's episode 200, which I think is pretty cool. You know,
yes,
what I mean?
It's so cool.
Actually, if you do a little research, hardly any podcasts last or get to 200 episodes.
Yeah, a lot of people give up.
Yeah. You stop, or something changes, or you quit, or whatever. And we don't. We might have quit too, but we don't look at the numbers of how many people are listening, so we don't care. And we said last episode that 90% of us doing this is for our own self-care and growth anyway, and 10% is for y'all. And so
it really ain't, but
it just personally helps us. So whatever, right? And however many people are listening, whatever, right? So so it's easy for us to keep going. But episode 200 of the Messy Walk Podcast, man, I cannot believe. There's been a lot of time invested in this over the years, right? And there's been a lot of people involved all the way until now. And those people have changed over the years as we've done this, right? The way this podcast started was for years on our planning document, on our annual planning document at the church, our leadership planning. We would go into annual planning, and on that annual planning would be, Pastor Adam needs to start a blog.
Oh, yeah, right? Blogs.
A blog. And it was on there year after year. And so we'd come up the next year, or we'd be halfway through the year, we'd be looking at goals. We're like, nope, not done that yet. Nope, not done that yet. And we get to the end of the year, and we're like, all right, we're going to move this goal back up. Move it back up again. It needs to be important. And then every time I'd be like, nah, I'm not into it. Nah, I'm not into it. And then COVID hits, right? Mm-hmm. And it was crazy, right? Church world COVID hits. Everything we do gets shut down. And we have to figure out how the heck to do church fully online. How do we keep people engaged? How do we keep people giving, right? Mm-hmm. We're preparing for all kinds. I mean, this craziness, right? And you're just trying to figure it all out. And then when you get everything, all right, we're rolling. Here's what we got going. And then you realize that, like, for example, you do a Sunday service, and there's 15 of us in the room. Right, pulling the service off. There's people singing, there's people behind the cameras, there's me preaching, there's whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you do it and you go home. Like you're there for like an hour and a half and that's it. You know what I mean? And it's so strange. And so in one of those empty blocks of time, right, because what you were doing in COVID is you were working really hard mentally and trying to figure out what to do and how to do it, how to serve the world around you, how to love your people, how to keep people connected, but it was all distance-wise, that you ended up having a lot of time on your hands sitting around. So I remember sitting around going, the crap am I going to do? Especially Sundays. I mean, I was lost. I was lost because my entire Sunday is taken up with church, right? The entire day. So 2 days, what's today? Today's Monday while we're recording,
today's
right?
Monday.
It's Wednesday if you're listening, because you're listening on a Wednesday. But yesterday, I was at church from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. last night, right? My Sundays are all taken up with it. So when COVID hit, I was sitting around going, I've only been here for an hour and a half. I got to go home now. What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back to this blog idea. I pulled up the website stuff, and I was like, I don't think blogs are the thing no more. Right, I think that kind of passed. I think we missed that boat. You know what I mean? And then right then at that time, we had a young guy who helped launch the podcast. He's at the beginning of all these episodes, named Graham. And Graham was young. And Graham goes, no, it's not a blog. It's a podcast. You need to do a podcast, right? And so I was like, okay. So, and I had listened to some podcasts. I've been listening to podcasts for a long time, right? And I was like, okay, that's what we should do. So we waited so long on the blog that it turned into a podcast. And that's how it kind of kicked off.
Yeah.
And the first four episodes, if you go back and listen, the very first four episodes, by the way, the audio quality is not that great. It's really weird. But the first four episodes are just me telling my story. They're actually really interesting. Called a ministry story, how the church got started, all these things. That's how it kicked off. But it was supposed to be, this is supposed to be a blog. That's how behind the times we were. And our podcast, by the way, we're at episode 200. Our podcast is still just audio only. It's literally just a podcast.
Yeah.
Because when people say podcast now, people don't think audio, which is weird because that's what a podcast is. They think YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody videos their podcasts. So the audio goes out on podcast platforms, but then you can go watch the podcast on YouTube and all these other places, right? We don't do any of that. It's just me and Steph, some computers and mics, and that's about it, right? It's still audio.
In a green room.
So we're still kind of behind the times a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're not doing video, but we ain't got the people or the stuff for that right now, and I don't really want to sit.
I'm okay with not being seen.
I don't want to be seen.
I'm
right?
good.
I kind of like this method. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's been episode 200. It's been pretty cool. Steph, have you enjoyed doing this podcast so far?
It has been the biggest, one of the biggest blessings of my life to be able to just host this with you and just like learn more from mm-hmm. you and learn more like about my faith and just growing deeper. Yeah. It's been a blessing.
And you've been doing it for, we still hadn't calculated since last episode, but
I know, right?
At least 75 episodes,
which
at least.
Is hard for me to believe.
Maybe more than that. I have no clue. Matter of fact, we ain't doing nothing right now. Let me see if I can figure it out real fast how many it would be. I think I can tell really quickly by looking at the series mm-hmm. that we've done. Because I don't remember what the first series you and I did together was. I really don't remember what it was.
Something about... No, I think you just interviewed me for that one.
I can't remember. Yeah, the one where we were the one where we were figuring out where people, we were doing a bunch of different hosts through the decline of church in America. We mm-hmm. did a series all on the decline of church in America.
I think I just joined that one. Wow.
What is it?
It's going a ways back.
You and I are getting quiet.
I know. Y'all, we're looking right. Okay.
All right. Here you go.
August.
121. Meet our new host, Stephanie Lee Shelton, right?
Yeah.
That was when we introduced you as a new host, was 121. So 80 episodes as the host, right? Right at 80 episodes as the host. And
That's
then you
insane.
Did, and then you did one or two before that when we were doing some just
I did one with
stuff.
Chloe, and yeah, I did one right, with y'all. Right. Yeah.
So, but 80 were you as the host. So almost half of them. That's crazy. But anyway, happy 200. Thank you for listening to us. We have a special treat for you. So two things. One, we're in the middle of a giveaway to celebrate our 200s, where we're giving away a bunch of books that we've referenced on the podcast
Woo-hoo.
Of, you know, that have been meaningful to us. We're giving away in one bundle to one person. All you got to do is go to the Facebook page or the Instagram page for the Messy Walk podcast and share and interact and like and all that stuff with the post about the giveaway. And we will go through, put that list together and choose a winner and mail you a box of books. It's a lot. It's about $250 worth.
Yeah.
They're all new. Don't worry. We're not giving you none of our copies. They're all new and they're going to be sent to you. And they've been coming in this week. I think almost all of them are in now, and I've seen them. I just handed your husband, Jonathan, who's one of our producers behind the scenes. I just handed Jonathan four or five of them before we walked in here to record.
Yeah.
So he could look through them. But, yeah, they're all here, and so we're going to give those out. And then also today on our 200th, as our 200th episode, we want to celebrate by giving you a blooper reel. our producer behind the scenes, John, has been working on this for a while now. He did one for our 100th, I believe. I think it was for our 100th. I can't remember. It was either for the 100th or it was like an end of year.
I think it was end of year.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It was 2023, I think.
End of 2023 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember what it was. But he did a blooper reel for us, and he's been working on one for our 200th. So he's put together a bunch of embarrassing stuff that me and Steph have said or done or sang.
Or something silly,
right?
Yeah.
Or noises we've made. I don't know. But we end up having he ends up getting a lot of stuff before we push the record button that he has to kind of edit out, not within the podcast. The mm-hmm. podcast itself is not edited. So all he does is chops off the beginning before me and you start.
Yeah.
And he chops off the end of any noises. But the podcast itself is never edited. Right, so we don't go through and edit out when me and you say something or make a
we
noise.
We don't restart either.
Somebody starts vacuuming in the other room, and you hear it on here. We don't restart. We don't do any of that. It's unedited. But before we begin, there's a bunch of where you and I are just kind of getting the feel, right? Mm-hmm. Checking the mics and stuff like that. So he's got a blooper reel for you here for our 200th episode. So just something fun we thought you might enjoy. We have not heard it. We will hear it the same time it comes out to you, and which makes me a little bit worried, but it is what it is. So it's hopefully. I don't know. Last time it was only a couple minutes long. So just some funny little goofy behind-the-scenes stuff we hope you'll enjoy to celebrate 200 episodes. So a giveaway that we'd like to do, and then also the blooper reel. So here's coming. Unless you got something else to say, Steph, you got anything else you want to say?
Have 200? Nothing to say.
All right, so here comes the blooper reel.
Enjoy!
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
All right.
Excuse me, I did have to burp. Yeah, I was about to start, and then his yeah, chair farted.
Farted. Yeah, it was the chair.
We got to get serious,
all right,
okay?
All right.
Okay. I'm about to. I'm trying to breathe. Okay, I'm ready.
Woosah. I know my kids is home by.
Also, got to think about what I'm gonna make for dinner for my husband.
Your dinner. Hamburger helper.
No.
Rice-a-roni.
No, I was thinking about quinoa, broccoli, and like some kielbasa sausages.
Oh, fancy. Drank.
Drank.
That makes me think of Fergie. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Fill up my cup. Drank. Mazel tov. You know what I'm talking about? In the background, she goes, they go, fill up my cup, and she goes, drank.
Drank.
Drank. Mazel tov.
I don't know what they say after that.
Dancing. Let's take it
off.
Let's paint the town. Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down. Burn the roof. And then she goes, room.
And then we'll do it again.
You have to go watch Fergie sing the national anthem.
Yes. Yes, I have. That is famous. Yes.
It is horrible. Like, it's terrible. Is so bad.
What?
I am like, what is she doing on that national anthem? It is horrible. And you can see the basketball players' faces are like,
I know.
Their eyes are big. And they're just trying not to laugh. It's horrible. It's awful.
And that's the thing. She messed it up for herself because she's always been iconic.
I'm,
you know, and then
you,
she does those things and you're like, man, Fergie. But
what
she's
are you
human.
Doing, Fergie?
No, have you seen the one too where she's singing and she's flipping?
No.
I'm about to show you that later.
Have you seen the one where she peed her pants?
Yes.
I feel bad for her on that one.
Oh, my gosh. She, yeah. Oh, she's human.
I feel
human.
Bad for her on that one. We're just talking bad about Fergie.
Fergie, we love you. If you're listening.
Fergalicious.
I'd be up in the gym just working on my fitness. I love that song.
I do, too. And I ain't promiscuous. I blow kisses. Oh my gosh.
I've been lining down the block just to watch what I got.
That's funny. Okay. Isn't it funny how we can remember a song we ain't heard in years? I bet I ain't heard that song in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
But I actually do play it sometimes.
I liked her music. Mm-hmm. I thought she was good. But won't tell that national anthem. Oh my gosh. She tried to do too much.
I'm trying to make sure I get this matcha down because it was kind of stuck.
Matcha man. I've got to be
a matcha man.
I can't drink this stuff.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Y'all stop doing whatever you're doing.
I was going to let you get a sip of your coffee.
You can hear you can help yourself swallow on here.
I know.
It's weird.
I'm like over here about to get the Taco Bell ASMR. Slurp. Okay, we're ready for real.
Slurp.
Okay, I'm good.
Really? For real?
For real.
For real? For real, for real?
For real, for real.
Asking the wrong questions. Something like that.
I was smelling the mic like, this is going in the daggone.
Check one, check two. Smelling the mic. Steph's in here smelling the mic.
Smelling the mic, yo.
That'll be like a next. That'll be like some sort of slang. You're not spitting on the mic. You're smelling the mic. Sniff, sniff.
Because you know everybody be speaking in this thing.
Oh, I know.
Well, AKA me.
It's probably just us.
It's like, I'm just going to stop where I'm at. I'm just going to stop. And then in the back, they're like, holy water on my lips.
It feels darker in here than it normally is. It feels darker in here?
No.
Okay.
Did you look at the eclipse?
Burnt my retinas.
Just kidding.
Burnt my retinas.
I she got from my Temu. No, I'm just kidding.
They were this
Shein.
Big. Temu, they were this big. I ordered some stuff off Temu the other day and a couple weeks ago. And both Valerie and Olivia were like, Dad, now you got China watching you. They're going to steal all your information, you know. And I was like, but these headphones, there was these wireless headphones. You know how they're in like a little box?
Uh-huh.
They were $1.15.
5, 6, 7, 8. This is not a blooper. Okay. One second. I'm ready for real.
We should call it John Unlimited.
John. Don't fire us, John.
I'm gonna go.
Dare you? Just
let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
We do a lot better when we laugh.
Okay.
We'll hit. Oops, I burped.
There you go. My lips. Hold on.
My lips are popping.
My lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool.
I don't care what nobody says. That's a great song.
That is a great song.
That's a great song. Skew. Skew. All the boys be jocking. They chase me after skew.
Yeah, at the skew. Skew.
At the skew.
What you know about me?
It's got a great beat to it. I'm telling you, it's a great song.
I'm going to listen to that after the podcast.
It's a good one. That, you know what? All right, confession time. Confession time. John can use this one. Here's my dirty little secret confession. That song, the
lip gloss,
and Fergie's, I mean, not Fergie. Hold on. What's her name? Fancy. You know what I'm talking about?
Khalees?
No. Khalees' song, Lip Gloss. And then.
No, that's not her.
That's not Khalees?
That's Lil Mama, I think.
I thought it was Khalees.
Lip Gloss. No.
All right. Well, so Dirty Little Secret, I love that song. And then the other one is Fancy.
Well, how does it go?
I'm so fancy.
Oh.
You already. It's a white girl. Iggy.
Iggy Azalea and Charlie something. I forgot how you say her name.
I love that song, too. Yeah. I love that song. At Olivia's 17th birthday party at the pool when we just
the
did
pool.
It recently. When all the kids, I had a speaker hanging around my neck, and when the kids pulled up, that's what I was playing. I'm so fancy. I was just walking around with it playing on my neck. It's embarrassing.
We were babies when that came out.
Embarrassing. That's a good song. I don't care who
that's
you are.
What
those
they
two
said.
Songs are really good. Lip Gloss and Fancy. By Iggy. Iggy. Iggy is. When you get tired of sitting here weirdly staring at the back of my head, you can go out. And go back to the office if you want to. Just be quiet. With the door.
Yes, sir.
And make sure you don't play a loud video.
And don't fart. Loudly.
Don't sneeze. Don't breathe hard.
You can silent fart, but that's it. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's pray because I need it.
Well, John heard a lot of stuff on that one.
All kinds of topics.
Nine times out of ten on that show, it'll start off with this woman is missing, and she met the dude that she was dating online, and then he kills her.
Mm-mm.
That's 9 out of 10 shows.
Yeah.
I told Olivia, I said, look, here's two things. Don't be meeting no guy online because it might not work out, and they always be killing people. And two, stay away from any grown man who has a gold bracelet constantly on his wrist. Because they'd be killing people all the time, too.
Oh, gosh. Gold bracelet on the wrist.
What's wrong with a gold bracelet? If you see a guy with a gold bracelet on his wrist, you don't get close to them. You keep your distance.
Or a gold chain.
No, a gold chain's okay. And rings are sort of okay. This can't be too much. But if they got a gold bracelet dangling from their wrist, you don't stay.
That's the mob.
Run away, girl.
That's
run
the
away.
Mob.
They weird. It backfired.
I'm too stupid for that. Okay.
I got to tell you that so I liked her when I was younger, right? So when I was younger, she was, you know, big, different kind of style. And then she went away and got all crazy a little bit and whatever. When she came back, when she came out with the album, The Emancipation of Mimi.
That's the album.
That is a banging album.
I love that album so much.
That is a banging album.
So many good songs on that one.
And everybody at the time, you better hate on Mariah Carey, but at the time, that album was monstrous. It was huge.
Yeah.
That was a banging
album. The We Belong Together song.
It was incredible.
There's so many.
She had a ton of them on there. She had several on there with different rappers and stuff. Like Old Dirty was on there with her on one of the songs and all that stuff. Like there was
Jermaine Dupri.
There was a lot of stuff on that Emancipation Mimi. That was an incredible, incredible album.
That was her best.
No doubt. No doubt. And back in the day, you know, she can't sing as well now. Of course she can't because she's older.
Well, she's older, yeah.
But back in the day, that voice was insane.
It was.
I mean, you know, you only got a few voices like that, right? Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey. I mean, there's only a few that are like that.
I feel like some of the Broadway stars, too.
Yeah, but they don't get as much, you know, mass appeal.
Yeah.
Right?
Celine Dion. We got to name that.
But Whitney Houston, oh my gosh. But anyway, Mariah Carey's back in the day when she hit them high notes.
Oh no, can you whistle tone?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, all right, let's do it.
I'm also very oily. Oh my gosh. That was too much to say on the mic.
I'm just oily.
But I heard the other day online that Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, says you should go to bed with like your face looking like a glazed donut.
I've heard my whole life is you best wash your face before you go to bed. Or all the dirt and oil and skin and crap is going to clog your pores and you're going to get zits the next morning.
Exactly. That's what I heard.
Don't you remember when you were a teenager? Like, if you didn't wash your face when you went to bed, you was going to wake up with some zits.
Yeah, and everybody will be using that, like, peach scrub with the beads in it.
There's some of that in the shower right now because it's Olivia's.
You know those beads can clog up your pores?
I'm sure.
They say that. So get her something else.
Anyway, that's all we got.
That's all we got. Anyway, we'll talk to y'all next time.
See you later.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.